Take a look at this video, writes Sullivan, of a young student in Britain refusing to concede that there are more than two genders. The kid had been thrown out of class for stating his opinion. He is told he has to keep his opinion in his own home and to obey the school's authority policy. Now imagine those who agree with the student that there are not 54 genders and never say it. Kids are not stupid. They know how they know they are being propagandized. This poll suggests the backlash has arrived, and it will likely grow. Now, what have we always talked about, Mrs. O, here on this show? What's going to happen when the bottom falls out of the love affair and the infatuation with homosexuality? What's going to happen? Who is going to be left to defend and love, as we should, the homosexuals, Christians? The enemy of the homosexual state and the homo left is ultimately, and it's an enemy that they've appointed. We have not made them our enemy, although those who are fighting to end the faith, put an end to the official practice of the faith, yeah, they're enemies. This is a very small, vocal, loud, evil minority of them. What an irony, though, that the only ones at the end of the day that will still be fighting for gay rights. We won't be fighting for gay rights. We'll be fighting for the dignity of the human person who is enduring the dysfunction and the disordered thinking that leads to the homosexuality. Now, that's a vast difference. Now, and you mark my words. You mark my words. And again, it will be the Christian that will take the brunt, that will become the martyr here, that will take the brunt of the pushback on this. Andrew Sullivan, it's happening among young straight women, especially women who were once the bedrock supporters of gay rights. You know why? Because they've seen their friends who are girlfriends turn into boys, knowing that, okay, Gabriella is not Gabe. Gabriella does not have a, you know, I mean, we know people that have had, that have children that have gone through mutilation surgery. It's awful. It's awful what it's done, what it's done to the parents. Right, it splits many families up. It does not unify anyone, and it doesn't solve the worst part about it is it exacerbates the problem, and it only makes it more likely that someone else is going to go, oh, I want to do that. Oh, you think this is a fad? You think being transsexual, it amuses you? It's here for your entertainment, to coin a phrase. Driving the dilution of acceptance are young women whose overall comfort levels plunged from 64% in 2017 to 52%. That's a 15% drop, folks. No, that's more. Let's see. 64/10 would be 6.4/12 would be 20. That's a 20% decline. Approximately. Why do you think that could be? Did Trump do this all on his own? Maybe, just maybe, it has something to do with the increasing presence of biological males in their sports. You see that? You think all those girls are out there going like, but I want to run track and field. Well, you're going to have to run against him. That ain't fair. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's faster. He says he's a girl. No, he's not. I've seen him in the locker room. The little girls are finally going, this isn't right. They want the boys out of their locker rooms and other traditionally all-female spaces. Look, they don't want little boys being prom queen. Some little girls want to be prom queen, and they rehearse their whole lives to participate. I know this is archaic and what have you here. All funny, duddy, but they rehearse their whole lives to participate in what? These things called what? Beauty pageants. They don't want to compete against boys in beauty pageants. They want to compete against girls. You know why? Because they are girls. Shocker. I feel like Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone. Yes. The girls are going like, you are a boy. You're not a girl. And you, even if I accepted for just a moment that you kind of are dressed like a girl. By the way, that outfit is ridiculous. You have to be, sister, one of the ugliest chicks I have ever seen in my entire life. And by the way, I've seen you in the locker room. Stay out of my locker room. It's the girls that are saying no. Maybe it is being told that your biological sex, writes Andrew Sullivan, is meaningless. That someone with a blank body part is no less a woman than you are. You just think of what an insult this is. Oh, so what? He's got an Audi. He's no less of a woman than you are. And you're going like, yeah, he is. Your eyes. You have eyes and the eyes are going, no, I'm pretty sure I'm a woman. And I'm pretty sure he's not. As for young men, they are becoming aware of how the feminist left regards them, which means they still hate them. We are still Cro-Magnon, knuckle-dragging Neanderthals at the end of the day. We have always maintained here on the Mike Church Show a couple of things. One, the demons are ascended. They've come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer. Two, how would you get to the children? Well, get the parents to allow you to make the children aberrant. Get the parents to go along with homosexuality, transgenderism, to disordered, dysfunctional thinking. Get the parents to go along with them. Get them going, oh, my new girl's transitioning. And you're participating, you're actually assisting? Are you mad? Get the parents to go along with it. Make it so then, oh, well, no, you have to do it. How many times have we talked about case after case after case where laws are passed, where companies jump on board and say, hey, we support transitioners. And at the end of the day, look who it is who just went and stuck their hand at the bottom of this simmering cauldron of sexual sewage and pulled the drain. Girls. I gotta say, with all sincerity, you go, girls. Read it all, writes Dreyer. I think Sullivan is on to the main reason this is true. And by the by, Andrew Sullivan is a homosexual. He's still a gifted writer, and as I've told the audience, Mr. Church, please, you read the game? Yep, I've read him for years. Hell, almost two decades I've been reading Andrew Sullivan. He's written some good stuff. Not all of it. He's an advocate for evil in many instances. And I hope ultimately that he converts. I think he's actually baptized Catholic, but I don't remember. We just went through Pride Month, writes Rod Dreher, which from a propaganda perspective was like 30 consecutive May Days in the Soviet Union. Like Ricardo Barry was saying all day today here on the Crusade Channel, you guys just had 30 days of nonstop in-your-face rainbow fun at our expense. You just had 30 days to basically get half of America fired from their jobs or sent underground for fear that they would be fired from their jobs. 30 days of nonstop, wanton, aberrant behavior on display, which culminated Saturday, by the way, in all the pride parades. Dreher, LGBT has conquered all the high ground in this culture, but that's not enough. And they don't think that they're done. The more the party is powerful, the less it will be tolerant. The weaker the opposition, the tighter the despotism. Now, I keep saying this over and over and over again because I believe that ultimately the natural law will win out. And that's this. It is not possible for this aberrant behavior, it is not possible for this unnatural behavior to run an entire civilization for any significant matter of time period. It just isn't. It's not natural. It won't work. It defies nature. It ultimately is going to fail.